This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We are live from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. Tis the season to be jolly, and I am a happy dude because we are at Schmoe's Brewery in Grand Rapids, and we're going to be celebrating a little bit of a holiday spirit as the morning goes on. You know, when it comes time to decide what to cook for the family, there's a lot of options out there. And, you know, there's always a ham. There's always, you know, a lot of different things that you can do. Turkeys are sometimes just all tied into Thanksgiving. But it's a tradition around our house to have a turkey on Christmas as well, because not everybody likes ham. I have some family members that just won't eat ham. I don't know why, but they don't like it. So we're going to break down a little bit of turkey. And there's a lot of prep that has to go into a turkey if you want it to come out right. And Bob, you're the one that knows a lot more about this than I do. I've eaten your turkeys. They're fabulous. So I wanted to break this down a little bit. Give us a couple tips, man.
I wondered where they were, because when I left this morning, there was none in the yard. So I knew somebody was getting them. The coyotes are you. Yeah, welcome back to the Grilling Guys, Michigan Talk Network. We are having a lot of fun this morning, and it's going to be the first time, I think, I've ever been to Schmoe's and not had a beer.
Right.
It's going to be hard.
Well, you know, willpower, it isn't over yet. But
yeah, you know, turkey on the grill can be really cool, and one of the things you always want to do with a turkey, if you have time, and of course you do, is to brine it. Because brining does a lot of things. It adds moisture. You partially cure the meat. I mean, you put the salts and sugars and different things in there. I like to add sometimes just a little touch of acid, like some citrus or vinegar, and then go with aromatics, especially for turkey. I'm going to go with maybe a little bit of basil and rosemary. I'm probably going to always use a little touch of garlic, and I like coriander for turkey,
okay.
Maybe fennel. So some kind of a blend, whatever kind of profile you like to use like that. But if you take the time to brine, and the larger the turkey, the longer you do it, and the more salt and sugar, the less time. You know, it's a proportion, just like time and temperature with cooking. But basically, I'm going to take maybe 3-4 gallons of water. And a small cooler works really good to brine your turkey for several reasons. It holds the temperature. I have these Coleman 5-day coolers.
Right.
It holds your ice for 5 days. If you put cold water in there and your turkey and a little bit of ice, dude, that thing will keep below 40 for days.
Well, and that's the key, is the temperature that you want to brine at is below 40. You don't want to do frozen, as I understand, right? It wouldn't be brining. But that very cold temperature is where you want the solution at. And oftentimes, when you're making your brine to dissolve the sugars and dissolve the salts, you cook it on the grill or cook it on the stove. But it's very important to bring that back down to temperature before you put the bird in the brine. Right?
Right, okay. Exactly. I typically will just use tap water, and I'll stir it. I don't actually heat my brine up.
Okay.
But some recipes call for it. If you're dissolving your salts and sugars, that's all you got to worry about. But you brought up a good point, and it's got to be thawed. And again, I use that same cooler with water to thaw my turkey. I put that frozen turkey in there with water, and I change the water every couple of days. In about 3-4 days, that turkey is where it needs to be, at least 2 days,
okay,
depending again on the size of the turkey. But that whole brining process is, and we're going to go in the next segment, we're going to talk about how to cook that thing on the grill or smoker.
Right.
But that's just a good tip, and you can mess up a turkey. Make sure you watch your cooking temperatures, and we'll get in that in the next segment. But if you're going to be one of those who likes to be really safe with turkey and kind of overcook it, brining is really important.
Yeah, it is. And you'll be amazed if you've never had a brined turkey before, and then you do this.
Nice touch. Yeah.
The flavor profiles will be much more vibrant. And the thing is that you're just going to enjoy that turkey a lot more.
That's right.
If it's brined.
So, you know, the holidays, he had all the whole gift thing, you know, what to get. And let's talk about the lady in your life, all right? Is it the hardest thing? And in the fourth segment, we're going to talk to an old friend of mine. You're going to love her. Her name's Sharon Roberts, and she's going to really help you guys out. So make sure you're tuning in for the fourth segment, which is about 9:45. We're going to talk to a little girl from Texas who's going to blow your mind. She's one of the biggest consultants in the country on how guys can relate to women. And we've all got a lot to learn from Sharon. But getting a gift for your wife, man, can you screw that up or what?
I can. I don't do anything better than that, is getting the wrong gift for my wife. And, you know, one of the things that I've got two or three rules that I've learned. I've been married 20 years. Bob, you've been married a lot longer than I have. But stay away from the domestic stuff, guys.
Like what?
Like irons and vacuums and blenders and all, you know.
Well,
maybe
the blender might be okay.
You know what, though? You just stay away from it, man. If you need a blender, go buy a freaking blender. Don't be buying it for your wife, wrapping it up in a box and putting it under
the tree. Because it's really for you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, and one of the rules of thumb that I also have is, you know, I do a lot of the cooking. My wife's a great cook. She has things that she cooks.
He's sucking up.
And I have things that I cook. But the thing is, cooking utensils is something else, unless it's just a really special gadget that, you know, you'd never buy for yourself, and it's just to do that one or two cool things.
Like the Sterling Silver Garlic Press.
Yeah, exactly. you know, unless it's something like that, stay away from the kitchen gadgets as well, because those are things that just... They're too functional. They don't. They're not special.
Right. And guess what you're telling her?
What's that?
Get to work.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the last thing that you want to do for your wife. Guys, I know you've made this blunder. I've made it many times. And you know, the other thing is, plan ahead a little bit. Don't do this stuff on the 23rd rolling into the store.
Oh.
And look, everything's on sale.
It's the best day to shop, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. But you blow in there and whatever it is 70% off, and you let your wallet make the choice rather than your head.
I'm kind of guilty of Christmas Eve shopping for my wife.
Yeah?
I run through the mall with a bunch of other guys. It's just nothing but guys in the mall. We're all looking at each other in front of Victoria's Secret like...
Yeah, okay, there's another one.
I really don't shop here.
Yeah, there's another one. Who's that one for? Is that for her or for you?
It's for her. I don't like that stuff.
At Vic's Secret. Yeah, well, for long, 8-10 seconds, that's all it's on. And then looks good on the bedroom floor. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. Well, if you have the right headboard.
Yeah. I wouldn't buy much furniture either.
Right, yeah. We have a cool tradition at our house, and because we have five kids, it gets to be kind of crazy. And so we all draw names, mom and dad and all five kids, and then you have to either make the gift, you have to find it used, or you have to re-gift something. It's turned into a riot. We have... It brings out the creative juices. It makes everybody work for that thing, you know? So it's not just going to the store and buying some stupid bubble wrap thing. It's really cool. It's a great tradition. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, that's something fun. There's a lot of thought in that. Hey, coming up next, we're going to break down that turkey recipe on the grill, and Bob's going to tell us about this process called spatchcocking. Hang on. It's going to be a good one, and we're going to do a little Cajun turkey with Keith Guidry. Stick with us. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking it up in your backyard.
Taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey, Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.